Students at the university, the various methods we use, how we advise and mentor students. Individual mentoring was discussed, and we got into things like numbers of teachers, class size, that kind of thing. Then the metrics of teaching were discussed by Peter Mortensen, associate professor for academic affairs at UIUC. We talked about the honors program. We talked about teacher development. How are teachers selected? How are they cultivated? He actually discussed the metrics of teaching, how we evaluate students, and how we evaluate teachers. We went into the different ways that students evaluate teachers, how their peers evaluate them, and actually how they do self-evaluations. So that was very interesting to us and something we certainly need to know. And finally, Mo Yin Tom, the Vice Provost for Faculty Affairs at UIC, discussed how we celebrate good teachers and went through a number of different methods of rewarding and recognizing teachers by students, by alumni, and by different campuses. Those are all the different ways that we recognize excellence in teaching. We looked at the different motivators, different incentives that we give to teachers for their excellence in teaching, and awards that are received by our teachers at the various campuses. Mina wrapped it all up with a brief presentation of learning environment challenges and the faculty demands on our faculty. Along with this presentation, there were, I believe, three slide presentations that were excellent. Particularly, I thought that one recognizing a teacher from UIC talking about her methods was an excellent example of a wonderful teacher, and I'm sure she is just representative of many teachers on all three of our campuses. I think we all recognize that we have excellent teachers in all three areas. So the presentation was well done and I think very well received by our committee. Our final item was discussing the items that will be coming before us for a vote, and they were fairly simple routine items. Two of them related to the Urbana Center for Advanced Study. We're going to be voting on 7 associates, which are tenured faculty, and 12 fellows, which are tenure track faculty, that are proposed for the 2011-12 year. Each year, the Center for Advanced Study awards appointments as associates and fellows to the center. There's an annual competition to be selected for this privilege, and these fellows will be provided 1 semester of release time for creative work to carry out self-initiated programs of scholarly research or professional activity. So we'll be voting on those in, I think, just a few minutes. Secondly, the renaming of the Chicago Department of Performing Arts to the Department of Theater and Music. And this very simply just names more accurately what the department is doing. It has changed its focus somewhat. And by renaming it, it will give more visibility to what we're actually doing there and will help promote the department. And thirdly, we'll be looking at the Institute of Natural Resource Sustainability, and we will be proposing to rename that institute to the Prairie Research Institute. And like the former item, This proposed name simply indicates more of what that institute is doing, and it will assure visibility and recognition of the state scientific surveys at the university, reflects the responsibility for cultural resources that are overseen by the Illinois State Archaeological Survey. And finally, we will be voting on sabbatical leaves of absence for 2011 and 12. And in addition to these items that are on the agenda, we briefly discussed two other items that have already been brought up in Ed McMillan's committee. I believe both of those were appointments and amendments to the research park. So we just briefly mentioned those in our committee. And that concludes my report, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Karen. Does anybody have any questions? Could you just address whether or not the committee is reviewing the impact of the state finances and particularly the pension issues on our ability to attract and retain faculty? Has that come before the committee yet, or will that?
It has not, but I think it actually the next meeting probably is more appropriate. I think we'll know a lot more about what the legislature is planning to do. I mean, you know, there's a they may pass a change and look to the court then, because everyone feels that the issue will ultimately have to be decided by the Supreme Court, and there's some movement to go ahead and pass a bill changing the retirement system and letting the court decide. So I think that's would be very appropriate for our next meeting.
Okay.
And there's also, I think, the new law that's already taken effect January 1 in reference to pensions. And I have some concern about how that will impact us in the future.
I think it'd be good to look at that change.
Right.
The effect of that on the university, particularly in its competitive set.
Mr. Chair, if I may, I've asked Avijit Ghosh and Walter Knorr to assemble a group on the campus at the university, including we have several faculty who are experts in this area, to begin looking at what potential implication of the law, change in the law would have for us, and how we might respond to that in ways that help us to retain and continue to recruit the best faculty. So maybe at the next
I agree that we should look not only at the change that took effect in January, but there are a lot of people around here who, not just at the university, but you know, in state government, right, that are very concerned about all the discussion of a possible change for those of us who are already retired.
Okay. Thank you.
And those working, you know, now too.
Any other questions? Okay. Thank you, Karen. Maybe I could ask Chancellor Easter to report on the extension program at the university. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. President. Let me just, it's a pleasure to have this opportunity to talk briefly about this dimension of our campus. I want to offer a brief introduction, and then we'll have about a 15-minute audiovisual presentation and then questions and answers. The U.S. Congress first got involved in funding universities with a land-grant act in 1862 that provided resources to build places like the University of Illinois. And in 1914, the Congress passed the Smith-Lever Act, which was designed to be a partnership with states to extend university scholarship broadly to the citizens of the state to address pressing societal needs. And in that era, the Smith-Lever Act states that the extension's purpose was to aid in diffusing among the people of the United States useful and practical information on subjects relating to agriculture, home economics, rural energy, and to encourage the application of the same. Over the past 100 years, extension has changed with the times, and it always changes to address pressing societal needs, which are now increasingly urban in focus. The University of Illinois Extension has always been an exemplary organization. It has three components to it. We mentioned the federal component. There's the state component, which we can talk about in the presentation. And there's also a county component. Local councils are appointed in each county, and they determine within their county the education.